every day.
Yeah. So Bez Hashem, it'll all work out. The minion, love the minion. Okay. So today's the 11th shiur in Kosev. We have one more shiur in Kosev, and we'll make the siyum in Kosev. And then we have to do Moichek, but there won't be as many shiurim in Moichek as there are in Kosev. Okay.
The famous Marsha that somebody said, you must spend a lot of time writing. He said, yeah, I write a whole day, but I race the whole night.
Uh-huh. Right.
You have to know what you race also.
Right. Good?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. So, the Gemara says, the question whether Chakika is Ksiva or not. In other words, say you engrave. Is that called Ksiva? So the Gemara says, Amar Ulam Rav Lozer Lukash Habakkuk Toikos Habakkuk Yerechus. That there are two ways of engraving. One is called Chaktochos, which means say you take a piece of whatever and you beat down around the letter. In other words, you don't form the letter directly, you beat down around the letter, and Mamela, whatever you didn't beat down, Mamela stays up. So if you want to do a bays, you just beat down around the form of a bays. And Mamela, the bays forms because you didn't do anything to the bays. You just beat down everything around it, and Mamela, you have a bays.
You were a person in Boston.
Right. That's Chaktochos. Chakirechos means when you take the from the other side and you pop out the letter. So there you're what do you call it?
Embossing.
You're embossing, so that means you did a direct formation of the letter. But like Rav Abadi writes in his tshuva, but you see Klor that there's no halacha that you have to mamish write to be a maisa ksiva. You know what we call, you could have said this whole, neither of these things are maisa ksiva, because it's shalom kadarka, right? So he says, no, you see from here, not that way, and his proof is from the tzitz, because that's what they did, the tzitz. The tzitz is kosev law, it had to be a maisa ksiva, and it had to be, and it wasn't writing with a pen or a quill, it was chok yirechos. So if you emboss from the back and you pop it out, you pop out the bays, you pop out the resh, then that's good. But chaktochos means you depress the wool around it, and memela it comes out. So that's the chilav that the Gemara says, that chaktochos, here we're talking about it in the context of gittin.
That wasn't done in the Mishkan on Shabbos, right? That's not the same maisa. Malacha, right? The ksiva that was done,
like
it's done in the Mishkan, is.
We didn't talk about Shabbos yet. This Gemara is nothing. It's not talking about Shabbos. This is talking about get shichur for an eved, get isha, things like that. What's for Shabbos? We'll see. Right, but they were done whenever they were done.
They did it one time.
They didn't have to be done on Shabbos.
Yeah,
they had to be done in the Mishkan. We learned from there.
Done in the Mishkan, even if it wasn't done on Shabbos. Just done in the Mishkan.
Yeah, this wasn't done in the Mishkan.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well,
make the tzitz.
It's interesting what we learned that the ksiva would light on the pole. It could have just been on the big
tzitz. Now, So we have to know, what about Shabbos? Is Shabbos different? Chaktochos, because here it's talking about Gittin. The Shabbos is, and even if you want to tell me that Shabbos is also has this halacha, well, what would be the din? And this is relevant to Shabbos, is relevant for Safras. Say you have a resh. And then some ink spills and it makes a line. So now you have a kuf. you have a kuf. The reish became a kuf because some ink spilled, and now there was a line that formed. So, can I just erase that line, and memela I'll have back my reish? Or do we say no? That's called chaktochos, because you made the reish in an indirect form. In other words, by erasing that horizontal, that vertical line, you...
The reish was there before Shabbos. And what's built on Shabbos was just the additional line.
Or say for Safras. You look on, because I think we're... Right. Oh. So again, Rabbi Yonah said, we're saying that chak tochos you did around, that's not a ksiva for getting the chak yirechos you pushed out, and that is. So let's take a look now in the Gemara on Shabbos and Kuv Dalet on the base of page 2. Tana, Higia Os Achas Chayef. If you magia on Shabbos, one os, you chayef, even though, which is very strange, because fact the Gemara, Hashta Kosov Os Achas Potter, Higia Os Achas Chayef. If you mamish write an os, you potter, one os, you have to write shtei osios. So then, how could it be that Higia Os Achas is chayef? So the Gemara says, gives two teruts. Amar Rav Sheshes Hocha B'Meis Kinen Kigon She Notlo L'Gagol Shel Ches Baso Shnei Zaynin. In other words, you have a Ches. So what is a Ches? A Ches is two Zayins. So say, and say it's supposed to say two Zayins, but it was a Ches. So if you just erase a little bit of the Ches in the middle of on the roof there, you'll end up with two Zayins. So that's what it means. So if you do that on Shabbos, you what? Yechayef. Because there, through your being magia, osachas, you created shnei osios. So that's the hechitimsa that the Gemara says that you'll be chayef. That's one answer. Rava Omar kigon shenotlo letagol shel dalet v'asol reish. In other words, say you have a dalet, so the dalet, it protrudes on the top, right? On the end of the dalet, you know, it protrudes. But if I take away that protrusion, I'll make a dalet into a resh.
Resh is just one letter.
Oh, so the same question. Mm-hmm. Same question. So Rashi asked this question. Let's see Rashi. Rav Omer goes, you know the talk of dalet, to have el hagos osachas,
see, the case is over here is that the Sefer was 99.9% complete, but there was one error. It was a Dalet instead of a Resh. So when I erase that end of the Dalet and I make it a Resh, now I have a complete Sefer. So now what did I accomplish?
That's not Ksiva, that's Tikkun
Malach. Yeah. So he says, the osu, yeah, something like that. However, it's a tikkun ha-sefer. The osu la'odam lishos sefer she'enu muga.
Right? The halacha is you're not allowed to keep in your possession a sefer that has a mistake.
But why is Rava saying this?
Mishum al tishkon bo'olecha abla. Abla like chasav osacha v'shalim sefer. I would say, I finished the whole sefer except for one os, and I put the os. So I'm going to chayev on one os because I was, like whatever you said, like makab patish or tikkun mono, whatever it is.
But the conversation here is ksiva.
Right.
So why is he bringing in this thing? It's chayev on Shabbos for a different reason. But
right.
Doesn't make it ksiva.
Right.
Ksiva or mahika?
Whatever.
It's not ksiva.
Yeah. The first case, your mahika leads to Siva of Dalet Osios, which is an Isser. The second case, your Mechika leads to Tikkun Mana.
No, but the answer is they're both talking about writing in a sense, osios. And the hechitim to yichayev inochanami, it won't be alts the malachas of chesiva, it'll be yichayev alts makam apadish, tikkun mono or something. But it's still a room and a room, the concept of kosev, and through kosev you're violating another malach. It doesn't say that yichayev mishum kosev, it says yichayev. So that's how.
Why would you?
So those are one second. So those are the two terutzim in the Gemara. But what's the case of higia osachas chayev? Either that you have two zions, two aches, and you erase them and you make it two zions, or you had a dalid and you erase the sharp part that's protruding out and you make it a resh.
Why would the matter of patnish work there but not the, in the, if we're assuming that this talking about the last letter in the sefer, why would we assume when the Gemara says sab os apas, that's also the same case?
No, but because of Osachas, you know, in because of Osachas is going to be Chayiv al Tzksiva.
It's just saying
you
can be
Chayiv
for one letter.
What?
It's just saying
you're
Chayiv for one letter.
Yeah. So,
yeah, but
in
a Hanami,
if it's
Al Tzksiva,
it's not.
Okay.
In the first
sheet, there's a power.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so now. So this is and this is the pasuk in Iyov, page 3. The oven biyadcha hachikehu. Right. So the Mitzvah's Dover says, "In yesh b'chadover avera hachikehu mchav hazovosa, bal tashkein b'olecha avla." That you shouldn't have an avla in your. So the Gemara Darshins, that's referring to a sefer she'ena muga. If you have a sefer she'ena muga, that you have a sefer that's not corrected, then that's called al tashkein bo'olecha avla. That you should have mistaken svarim in your possession. Al tashkein bo'olecha avla. Oh.
What is the status of that?
The status is that you're violating. Yeah, some type of this of sorts, the sofrim, you want to call it. Pasuk in Iyov. Al tashkein bo'olecha avla. We'll see.
Lots of shuls have these Holocaust Sifrei Torah. It doesn't seem like the
Maisa,
people are careful.
And in these Sifrei Torah, they're. I don't know.
They're possible.
They are?
Yeah, they'll have like a black girdle around it so people know not to use it.
Okay, we'll see. If possible, because why? Because
part of it's burned, or
most of them are somewhere between 50 and 150 years, the ink doesn't stick anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're not worth fixing it.
When they started with the computer, you know, what percentage of subscribers
Yeah. 20% of what? Possible?
No, that's the computer. 20% were
possible. The first
20% were possible.
The first 100 they checked were all possible.
Yeah, no, but then all the other issues were
right. Well,
now they checked.
So the question that the Rishonim deal with. So let's take the first answer. You took a ches and you erased a little. Now you have a zion. You have two zions. So is that called chak tochos? Because l'chora you made the two zions indirectly, right? You made the two zions indirectly. So at first glance, one might say that's called chak tochos. Chak tochos, if you say it's not a ksiva, so why is it chayv?
If you wanted the two zions,
even if you want it, it doesn't matter. We said that if you make a letter indirect, right? You take the bays and you depress the area around it, and the bays mamela is there. It's not good. So why is this chayv? I thought to be a ksiva, you see from the din of chak tochos and chak yirechos, is that you have to do a direct ksiva.
That's only with ksiva, but if over here we're saying that it might not be ksiva, it might be makim v'padish.
No, that's the second. That's the second teretz.
Well, why can't you say it on the first one too?
Because the first one has to do with writing shnei osios.
Because here you get two osios.
Yeah, he has two osios. So there, the first teretz is definitely within a ksiva, not within a makim v'padish. Now that's the second teretz. But the first teretz, it's a din in ksiva. So memela squawk ksiva.
If you push it in for one os, you're not chayav. But if you push it in for two osios, then maybe you're chayav.
No, because Kara, if it's not a ksiva, it's not a ksiva. Oh, so the Rishonim, the Rashba and the Ran have a machloikis. How do you learn pshat? Why is it chayav when you take the ches and you make it two zayins? So look in the Rashba on page 4. He says, that's not called chachtoch. Chachtochos is when you mamish make the os indirectly. Here, the two osios are there, it's just they were touching each other. So you're just being mafrid between two osios, and now they look like two separate osios. So that's not chachtochos. Means you mamish formed the letter in there. Here the letter basically was formed. The two zions were formed. They were just touching each other. So now it doesn't look like two zions. It looks like a ches. But the tzura of the two zions were there directly. You just were mafrid it. So now it's shnei two zions. So that doesn't make it chak tochos. That's called chakirechos, because l'maisa the two zayins were made directly. It's just that they were touching, so that's like what a ches is. So then that has to be So
right, can you go over the definition? Which one is
chak tochos? Chak tochos is when you did it indirectly. Chakirechos means you did it directly.
If you push the letter out,
that's chakirechos.
That's direct.
Direct. When you depress the area around it, that's chaktochos. So the question is, when you do the two zayins and you make it a ches, what is that called? So the Rashba says it has to be called, it can't be called chaktochos, because if it would be chaktochos, you wouldn't be chayiv on Shabbos, even for two osios. So therefore he says that this is not called chaktochos, because l'maisa you have two osios, and they were made directly, it's just they got attached, you know, and now they look like a ches, so you want to make them into two zayins, you just have to be mafrid, but basically the tzuras os was there directly from before, so therefore that's what he says, that's not called chach, shamin de agav lo mikri chach tochos, she'en ala ke mafrid ben shnei osios devukos, v'chein she'nodl lo gagol shal dalet, aso reish ve'en ala kidyo she'nofo agave osu maviro. Because he says, basically like the case I gave you before, if yo falls on a reish, and now, I'll give a simple example. Now it looks like a hay. Or the example I gave you before, it looks like a kuf. And you just erase that. So the resh was made directly. It's just now there's something else that makes it look like a kuf. Or it makes it look like a hay. You want to restore the... So then you do it that way. So that's the Rashba. Comes the Ran and argues with this Rashba on page 5. Says the Ran, Kersinan, the Gemara Tan Higia Osachas Chayev, Ashta Kosovo Sakhlasko Higia Osachas Chayev, Amashashas, Achamay Eskinan, Kigal Shinogal Gogol Shokhes, Asoshne Zain, Rava Omar, Kigal Shinogal Gogol Shodazo Soresh. Because of the Chidushi Rashba, now he's quoting the Rashba we saw. The mehash aminin the gav lo mikri chaktochos. Sheina elokim afrid ben shnei osios devukos. Chen shenadol gadol shel dal vasorei sheina elokim yo shenofal al gabi os. That's the Rashba. Zok the Ran no v'li nira dein mikan raya. That no, that in the chanami it is chaktochos. It is chaktochos because it reminds it's indirect. As why chayev? The Lagabi Shabbos Leke Kepeda Bechak Tochos L'Chak Yirechos. He says that whole din
that there's a difference between chatokos and chakirechos is only by gittin. But only by gittin. You want to write a get, and you had it like that, that's no good. But Shabbos is different. Why? Because in Shabbos, the key is that you need meleches machsheves. But your kavana is to make two zions, and you made two zions, so it doesn't matter how you made it. The Maisa, the two zions are there, and that was your machshava to have two zions, so you chayv. So this distinction between chatokos and chagirechos is not said in Hilchos Shabbos. So, but something that needs ksiva, like the get, so that's different. And
where is
the
get learned ksiva from?
The cost of lost sefer krisus.
Why, if it's not Siva, wouldn't it be assuming that because of the Shina somehow? So
the
Shina would still
fight. Yeah, so he's saying that it's not called Shina even.
So why is it not Siva? You get them,
why is it not Siva? It's not real Siva, but Malachas Machsheves.
I'm not interested in the child, I'm forgetting.
Forgetting is because it's not real. When there's a gzeres akosav, you need vikosav. There's felt in vikosav. If there's no gzeres akosav, there's no gzeres akosav by Shabbos vikosav. You have lametes malachas. Siv is one of them. So since it doesn't say vikosav by Shabbos, so then as long as this is what you had in mind and this is what you wanted, so then.
Can I tie it into sefer?
We'll see. 1 second. Take a look now in the Mordechai. On page 6. Tanu Rabbanan, the cost of Lom Chaka, the name of the Hakik of Siva, right? So he says, Chak Yerach Osios Shasov Maisa Beguf from Kosher. Tochach Basar Rabbi Yitzchak the Kosev Get who Peomim Shenofel Dio Menakumus B'Tochalo Haos B'Tocha Beis V'Nasa Pei. Another example. You had a beis and some ink fell in the beis and now it looks like a pei. Omitesh Shin. You have a tes and then some ink fell in. Now the tes looks like a shin. B'Chalo Os Acheres She'enata Shema Alev, V'chak Amachar Hatipa B'tocha Os. So it says, Zeh Chak Tochos. Shenasa Os Al Dei Nechika Tocha U'Posol. He says, that's Chak Tochos. And that's the Ran Shita. That's Chak Tochos. Shabbos is different. The Shabbos Yichayev because of Melechas Machsheves. So it comes out a machloikis between the Rashba on one hand, the Ran and the Mordechai on the other hand, whether erasing is Chak Tochos or not. Or only Chak Tochos, only if you mamish form the whole letter by chiseling the sides out. But if you just erase a little bit where the two letters are touching and you erase, where there's a ink spill in the middle and you erase, is that called? So the Rashba says that's not Chak Tochos, because it's just a little bit, it's not the whole os. And the Mordechai says, no, it is Chak Tochos. So what about Shabbos? What about the Gemara here? Shabbos is different. Shabbos Yechayev, even on Chak Tochos. So that's the story. So now, Azad. And if you look, let's look in Shulchan Aruch and help us get in on page 12. halacha im nafla tipas halacha ches im nafla tipas bio betocha os ein in ikeres the ein yochel lahavir hadio l'sakin os tavle kachtos. So that's the Ram. That's kachtokos. According to Rashi, it's not kachtokos. Just a little bit. Yesh machmirin afilu haos nikar. And even if the os is nikar, what it is, still. But the Shulchan Aruch says l'chumra. Shulchan Aruch says l'chumra that that's called chachtokos. That's the not like the Rashba. And in Halacha Tes he says in Rotsa Lasos Mem Psucha Nimshcha Yodov Nistema. Say you want to make mem psucha and by mistake you closed it up. Eina yochel ligur hadveikus to have a leg chatochos. If you closed up, now you can't. In other words, you have to erase the whole letter. You can't just say, "I just need a little opening in the mem," and I went too far. I'll just take a thing and I'll erase that part. No. That's chak tokos. That's chak tokos. So it was basically saying I passed him like the Ran against the Rashi.
Would there be a distinction if it was 11 and it disappeared?
What?
I have a hay on and all of a sudden. Before I finish I'm a few letters on, and then I drop them in ink, and it turns into a hay, and then I erase it. Won't the cool yama that be good?
Yeah, one second. Now, let me just go with one second. Yeah. Oh. Now let's think though. What's the Mordechai sheet in the Ran? That what? It's that if you erase a little. Even though basically the whole letter was formed the heksher, but something happened that you have to erase a little, either an ink spill or it got to, you went a little bit more, you just have to erase a little bit. That's possible. That's the Ran Shita. That's the Mordechai Shita. And Shabbos is different. Because the Gemara says beferish that what are the two cases in the Gemara? You had the ches, you made two zayins, so that's Shabbos. So we understand why that's possible. Why yichayev? It's possible ksiva, but Shabbos is different. Melach is machshavos. But the Achronim now is going to ask the following kasha. But what about the second teretz in the Gemara? When you had the dalid, then you make it into a resh, and you mashlim the sefer. So how do you do it? Through erasing. Is erasing good? So, according to the Ran and the Mordechai, erasing is what? Chak tochos. It's only a chiyuv and Shabbos. So here, in the case of the Dalet and the Resh, what halacha are we referring to? Shabbos? Or?
What we said was that's Tikkun Mana.
Right. Right. But, Mechora, it shouldn't be Tikkun Mana or Makar B'Patish. Why?
It's possible.
Well, of course, it's possible. Because over there, the two Zions make a Ches. We're not trying to be machshir or anything.
Why is it possible? It's only possible by a get. Why would it be possible by a shevetar?
Because it's not ksiva. It's not a ksiva. So if it's not a ksiva, so then you weren't mashlim the sefer. You see, it's good for the first teretz, this mahalach. Because the first teretz is, well, yichayiv and Shabbos. The answer is yichayiv. Atz chaktochus. Chaktochus, melech is machshavos. But here, we're trying to say that it's chayev because you mashlim the sefer, so that's hilchas tam. as the Gemara points out, that's not Hilchos Shabbos.
You're not mashling the Sefer as a Sefer Torah, but you're mashling the Sefer as Stam a Sefer. You finished the book. It has the status of a printed Chumash, say, but you're still mashling it. You know, it doesn't have to have the Hecha status of a Sefer Torah to be mashlim it. You're just mashlim a book, which happens to be whatever Sefer in the Chumash that is.
What's the Lashon? The Lashon HaGemara is so one second. So you'll see what you're saying is very good, but let's see in a second. So the Beis Meir, as Rav Gruman points out, asked this kasha. He asked this kasha. Chora, if it's chavtochos, so the safe is possible. So you're saying, so what, the safer is possible, but it's a mundane safer.
Rashi's clearly arguing.
Because Rashi? And therefore what?
That's not talking about Stam Sefer. He's talking about Sefer, a real Sefer.
Yeah?
Something like that.
Say I have a Chidushi Rabbi Kiva Eger, and there's a letter missing, and I put it in one letter on Shabbos.
If you would hold this, Rashi would hold all his farmer puzzle, because there's probably one puzzle letter in almost every Sefer.
So you're saying that Rashi is talking about a Sefer Torah?
Maybe it's
a Chumash?
A real Ksav.
A real Ksav. How do you know that?
Because the Pasuk in Iyyub would never apply to something that's not a Ksav.
Because Al Tishkol Bo Lecha Avli saying could only refer to something
that's a
Sefer. This is not a Sefer.
You can find that Rashi doesn't hold a
Muga on every Sefer.
Well, what?
Muga. Because
he didn't want to steal from people.
You could say that that Rashi doesn't hold, they don't hold of each other's chalkin.
Oh, so one second.
Say you have a Sefer Yoshua or something like that.
Well, Sefer Yoshua, so that's a Sefer. It's cloth. That's a real thing.
It's a real Sefer, but it doesn't require Ksiva like a Sefer Torah.
Well, it does. That you want to have it in the
Sefer. Yeah, there's no damn Ksiva. The cost of law. So it's not a din kasa for when the farmer says it. Here it's a good stop, it's not a good siva.
So one second. So as Rav Gruman pointed out, the two terutzim given to this kasha. The Beis Meir on page 15 wants to say a chiddush. The Mordechai Shita is that it is Chaktochos, even erasing. It's called Chaktochos. So you know what he says, bottom line. Lo mikri Chaktochos hainu midaraisa. Al midrabon and posol v'dinirik Chaktochos.
And that will be a chayav?
One second. So he says that when we say that it's chaktochos, that's the shita of the Mordechai and the Ran, that it is chaktochos, he's saying, no, it's not really chaktochos. Because chaktochos means when you really make the whole oath. Midrabanan, they said it's chaktochos. So it's that whole din of the Mordechai and the Ran and the Shulchan Aruch is only a din drabanan. So Mela, since it's only the Drabanan, so Rav Gruman points out that the Beis Meir is saying that's why Ishlima Lasefer is Chayev, because Midaraisa, that's not real Chaktochos. It's only a quasi Chaktochos. The real deal of Chaktochos is when you mamish chisel around. There was a little smudge, so you erased it. There was a little line there. That's only Midrabanan. But Midaraisa, it's not Chaktochos. That's the Beis Meir.
Okay, so that is.
So in Gittin it's possible only midrabban, but it's still possible, but it's only midrabban. And in Shabbos, well,
Shabbos, he says there's no din of chaptokos, and therefore in the case of the sefer, the shlimah the sefer, where you need a real, say assuming you need a real ksiva, it'll be chayiv because midaraisa is a good ksiva. That's the base meir. However, the Imre Yosher, Rav Meir Arik, from the Gedolei Poskim of Galicia. He learned by him, Rabbi Shor from Bethel.
Right,
he was a Talmud of Rav Meir Arik. And Rabbi Ralbag, Shtim from Meir Arik, yeah. So he was a big goon. So he argues with the base mayor here on page 18. So all the gam the other shitas have smach and al yipol with him shochiach hagom base mayor if you lose your rashba shochiach shom had the not little gagel shochesa so bay zainen.
The question is on Shabbos to separate letters.
Who said? Had the little tagel shodav to shach klal chaktokos bezeh kimi shetchilosa ol deksivo urach mid rabbanon. That's the base mayor. Also mishum dener chaktokos. אם כי כתיב רבי סמאה נאו שחוש וחוך זרוע לראי עצומו דאף מהד המשני ושאבס שם כגון שנות המוגל ושוחס עשור בי זיינים כבר דוח הרן שפי לין ישאז מלאכס וחשבס אף די לוקסב לין לסייב תור ומשנוי דרוב שם נות המותג הדלל עשור ריש בוח השבי דה כוסב רק אוס אחס וחיוב ומשום תיקן את הספר אם הספר פוסו משום חכתוך זמת תיקן. Says Yechli with Mo Harbe, he doesn't like the base mayor. The Iker ki Rashi Sham Kosov, the Dover Muat Chayev Hol was a Tikkun Hasefer. The Ozel Adam Nisho Sefer Shein Amuga, Shem the Altishkan Molecha Avla, whose Varma Muatim Shal Divrei Kotsher Nistar called Binyan Habase Mayor. Why? In Tikkun Aldeishen Not Lo Taga the Dalit after Ozel Likros came with Tzibur, while Kolponim Halomoyel Hashosov Lil Modo. He says, in other words, if you make a sefer, say you have a sefer Torah, right? And there was a dalet, you made it a resh. So this sefer Torah doesn't have a good din ksiva, because it's chak tokos, like the Ran and the Mordechai say. So why is it considered mashlim the sefer? It's chak tokos. So he says, that's pshat and Rashi. In other words, because now you're allowed to keep the sefer. In the Chanami, you can't Chorei B'tzibur, because it's Tak Apostle. It's Chak Tokos. So you can't keep it, you can't read B'tzibur. But Lemaisa, it's supposed to say a Reish.
It's not an Avla.
So you can learn from it, you can keep it in your house.
You don't
have
a
Apostle code.
It's not an avla.
This is much worse than the other one.
Looks like a kosher is ever there.
It's 100% kosher. The only problem is it's like it's still everything out of order. Who knows?
Right.
That you have to go put in Ganesha.
Right.
Isn't that what the
pasuk
is talking about?
No. So he's saying the pasuk is talking about if you have a. If it says Ghana, it's supposed to say Ghana, and it says something else. You know, there was a wrong letter, a long something that you could see. Lehedia. So the Gabe Al Tishkom Balach Avla. There's an Avla. It says a Beis, and it's supposed to say a Gimel, a Chreis. That's Al Tishkom Balach Avla. But the fact that you can't
the Avla that you're going to learn the Halakha wrong.
Right. But the fact that it's possible that you can't read a Betzibur because it wasn't written properly. That's not called Avla. Because in those days, a sacred Torah was for learning. Yeah, but it looks good. Beautiful. Right? So even if you want to say that it's a problem.
Wait, do we have a concept where we're allowed to keep puzzle sacred Torahs that look kosher?
Yeah, right here.
We have many concepts where it's the exact opposite of this.
Maybe we're thinking of it, it's not a Gerset issue.
It's worse. This is much worse than the other one.
It's a bell Gerset.
If I were holding it,
he doesn't think so. He doesn't think so. That's your kind of.
Right, he doesn't think so.
What?
Secretary, she goes with me.
That's what it says.
But then there's a halacha.
No, that
you can't learn from.
Right, yeah, you can't learn from.
The question he should go is from Natikoras.
Right.
Not from Natikoras, from the man, from the God.
Yeah, they're
people. Why put it in Geniza? You don't know. If it could be a question of Sefer Torah. You put it in Geniza.
Yeah.
Because it could be possible.
Right.
There's a right. That's the right you want to use, not the one about Isara, but the one between Geniza. Look back to the halacha.
The which, if you put what in Geniza?
The Sefer Torah Shalakam.
Right.
Yuganis,
right.
That's not a halacha because that's a halacha because of the suffix. It could be a possible Sefer Torah. You have to put that in. There's something both ways.
Or because it was written for the shame kvira.
That's something. You don't know which one it is.
If you check it, then you can keep it. If you check it, it's correct, then you can keep it.
So the question's not that, because the question's the first, the God, not the first. You wouldn't be able to investigate that.
Because the Imre Yosher is saying that you're not allowed to just erase.
So the Imre Yosher is saying that's not in the Gemara. When the Gemara says you took a dalet and you made an erasure, now Rashi says you were mashlum sefer and you don't violate al tishkol balach avla, is because now you have a full sefer with all the right letters, and that's not called avla. Ah, it's pasul because l'maisa v'stam itzchak tochos. So he says, okay, so it's pasul, but that doesn't pasul and al tishkol balach avla. Not.
I'm saying like in my Yosha.
What's wrong with the simple thing is also that there's a you don't have. On areas where there's no halacha to write, but yet there's a mitzvah to write again.
No.
The custom law sefer. So I'm not fulfilling the Torah's definition of sub sefer.
Right.
But it's non sefer Torah, or at least, though I would kind of maybe part of the sefer Torah too, if not as
just
you know.
Kitzvah l'chemes as well.
So Yeshua, there's vadainam.
Yeshua.
There's no kiyuv to write a sefer Yeshua.
Right.
So maybe that could still have, the same din of eagle. It still could be
Israel.
So it could be there.
You're saying that, you think the answer, you want to say a different answer?
Yeah.
One second. In other words, you don't want to say the base mayor, that it's the Rabban. You don't want to say the Imre Yosher. You want to say that that Gemara is talking about like a Sefer Yeshua. So Sefer Yeshua, maybe there's no din the cost of. Is that really true?
I could even make a case to parts of the Sefer Torah there might not be, because according to the Rambam Kol Shito, that's written in a Kedusha Sefer Torah, maybe the din of Ksiva only applies to Hazino and not for everything else.
Right. Okay.
It makes sense to you.
Okay. What can I tell you? There's also a discussion in the Yerushalmi about this. About one other art here on page 7. Tani, Irev es Osios, Istani Kosher, Istani Pasul. So the Rashi says, the Korban Eder says, Irev es Yosgion, Shinichnas Regal Chaf Sofis, Shal Shita El Yonel Toch Tess, Shal Shita Tachtona. Say the Chaf Sofis entered the Tess of the bottom line, Arosh Shalam and Toch Dalet, Ohei. So that ruins the Tzuras Ha'os. So one opinion says it's Pasul, one opinion says it's Kosher. So he says, Manda Omer Kosher Milmatan, Manda Omer Pasul Milmalan. So there are two ways of being Pasul. One is, if it's Rashi, look at the Korban Klover, look at the Manda Kosher Irvan Milmatan, Manda Kosher Tifartenu. So in other words, when you wrote the Vav, you put in the, so when you started it was fine, but then you machnis the Vav in the Nun, and Shavav B'toch Hem Shach HaNun, Shalmata Kosher,
man the Omer Posel milmaton kron shehim shech lamed letoch hei shebo letoch hei atzma posel. Avon o sheyochel ligrod halamed afil hochi posel. So he says that maybe there's a difference of where, if it got messed up on the bottom or got messed up on the top. If it got messed up on the bottom, so it was good originally. It was messed up on the top, so maybe that's more of a problematic. Okay. But then there's whole Tshuvas HaRashba. But the main point that I wanted to discuss with you is the Ran and the Rashba. How far do you do? And then the discussion of the Beis Meir and the Imre Yosher, and how that fits in to the Gemara. And okay.
God.